This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The Answer here in Tampa, Florida. Now we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. A special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's working out there on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as coming down here into the hurricane zone, and our bulk mail haulers out there working alive and well, Felix and the gang, and our suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Not to forget about our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America, Captain with an S and then America, all one word, all lowercase. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the things we have over there for you, and you can save some money in the process. All right, joining us right now from the big metropolis up there, Michigan, not very far away from Detroit, it's none other than Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
I did that for Flip.
Oh.
Flip is,
morning, Flip.
Flip is flipped, but that beats flopping, right? All right.
Yes.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. But before we get started on our talking points, I want to mention two words here and get your reaction. Tulsi Gabbard.
Goodbye.
To the Dems.
Democrat Party.
To the Dems.
Yeah, goodbye, Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not shocked.
I'm not either.
Yeah. They mistreated her, I thought, when she was a representative and didn't want her to run for re-election anyway.
Yep.
Because even though, in my opinion, she's a liberal, she wasn't liberal enough for them or leftist enough for them.
Right.
And so she was out, and though she's, I believe, a pro-abortionist and things like that, she's not an America hater like most of the Democrats of today. And therein lies the big difference between herself and the majority of Democrats.
And
today,
she serves her country. She was in the National Guard.
That was my next. Yeah, that was my
next. She was in the National Guard as a lieutenant. She's a lieutenant colonel. And she took a step up when she left the Congress. She went from the National Guard to the Army Reserve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she sees close up exactly what this administration and the Democrat Party has done just to the military alone. That's enough to make someone walk away from the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
Because it's the party of American insecurity when it comes to to the military itself. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
good for her.
Well, now we got to talk about the other woman that ran for president, because Tulsi was running at the same time against this person for a couple of weeks anyway. Now, Vice President Kamala Harris indicated that the only solution to the U.S. border crisis is the Democratic solution. Excuse me, what is that?
Well, continued carrying on the way things are. Wide open borders. Anyone can come in as long as you're an illegal. We'll give you everything you want. Let's lie about statistics concerning the illegals and their criminal efforts in the country. Let's make sure that there's no more fence. I'm sorry, more wall building. And so on and so on. Carry
but
on.
But it's one other thing, too, and I'm going to add what it is. You ready?
I'm ready, always.
Amnesty.
Yeah. DACA. Absolutely.
Yep.
Anyone can come in and have and do whatever they want to do.
Yep. So that's not going to work, though. I mean, I don't see it happening.
It is happening.
No, it's not going to work for long. It may be working now to the certain degree that they wanted to. It could be a lot worse, granted. But here's the deal. It's not going to continue, because when we take back the House, just the House, never mind the Senate, but we're going to get the Senate too, by the way. But when we take back the House, that's the purse strings, the money strings. They're going to take some of that money that Biden is throwing down there for whatever, giving away free to the people that are coming across, saying you can get three hots and a cotton, here's your cash card. Nope, not anymore.
Well, my concern is that so many illegals have been let into this country that you're going to have irreparable damage, because no nation can have this many people, percentage-wise, when you can include the legal and illegal amounts coming into this country, 1.5 million per year legally, and I don't know how many million illegally. You just can't take it. I mean, too many are inside the country already, and that's irreparable damage unless there's another Operation Wetback or something to clean house.
So you want to take a new administration to do that. Okay, hang on, my friend. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with Ron Edwards. And if you want to be involved in the conversation, it's 877-969-8600 to call in. In the meantime, Frank Silvato is going to take us to break. Go ahead there, Mr. Frank.
For tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens, with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You know, this portion of the program that we have with Ron Edwards is always brought to you by the Moss Automotive Group. And one of the things that the Moss Automotive Group does, and I'm going to tell you about real quick while we get ready to play an Edwards Notebook, is the fact that they have this brand new location up in Brooksville. And people are they've been waiting for that for almost a year for it to be built, certainly 6 months anyway. And the people are just pouring into there right now. And thank goodness. You know, I told you all along, this was going to be state-of-the-art for Brooksville, and it is. So check them out online. Take a look at the building. Take a look at the floor plan. Take a look at everything that's there, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And you'll also see the other dealers up there in Crystal River, Newport Richey, the big flagship store, and also Nissan and Acura down here in Tampa on Florida Avenue. And don't forget, tell them the captain sent you. You serve, you save. He's in play up there. You serve, you save. All right, now let's get to Ron Edwards and an Edwards Notebook.
People who profess to be followers of Christ or Christians used to understand what it means to love your enemies. But unfortunately today, many Christians have totally gotten it twisted up. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Today, westernized woke Christianity is being foisted upon millions of unsuspecting sovereign individuals conned into foolishly believing
that love your enemy means have no enemies. Because of such utter tomfoolery, vast numbers of professing Christians or believers in Jesus Christ have become morally neutered and hopelessly apathetic towards, and now in many cases tolerant of, unbridled wicked activities now fully engaged and ingrained into every aspect of our beleaguered republic turned of mobocracy. As a result, most Christians are now wimpus Americanus apologeticus and stuck in the ridiculous realms of fear and inaction. The so-called believers in Christ or Christians are go-along to get-along simpletons who no longer know right from wrong or are just cowardly to even train up their children in the way that they should go. I'm Ron Edwards. Find out where to tune into the Ron Edwards American Experience talk show. Go to theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
And don't forget. Constitutional Grounds, a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. Now, Constitutional Grounds has a delicious taste that many people are raving about, and many of you listening to this program have bought it several times already. It's a great coffee, and by the way, I make mine iced coffee here, so here it is. Oh, boy. That is so good. I sip on that every night. It's a big Chervis tumbler. Sometimes I make a second deal. I'm on my first one, though, because I had a little something to begin with, some soda to finish off. But I'll tell you what, if you want something good, simply go to the Constitutional Grounds display at the RonEdwards.com website. That's the RonEdwards.com website. Make your purchase there. And remember, Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
Gee, there was that masked man again. I'm telling you, we got a masked man running around the studio here. Okay, and that's Ron Edwards, of course. Well, Mr. Ron, we have a caller. Let's take the caller. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
I would like to ask I'd like to ask the question. Would you agree, or would you not agree, that, we are living in an era of treason, where bureaucrats and politicians seem to be getting away with it? That's what I had to ask. I'm just curious. Is it only me that see this, or not? Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, living in an era of treason. Treason's a pretty strong word, but I certainly would use the word sedition. People that are trying to react against the government to put a different form of government in, I think there's a lot of that going on.
Well, when you speak of treason, I mean, you can have many aspects of treason. I think it's treasonous of the federal government to continue to enforce open borders on us.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very treasonous to give away our military hardware to enemy nations in Afghanistan, for example,
mm-hmm.
And some of the things that are going on, other decisions in our government. I think that's treasonous against our nation. So, yeah, there are elements of treason happening throughout our republic.
Okay, but the legal definition is such they would never be able to be prosecuted. That's the problem. Sedition's easier.
Yep.
Sedition is easier.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. First of all, we got to get... Here we go. We got to get this bunch that's in there now that created this problem to begin with out.
Get them out.
Out. And I mean every single one of them that voted for anything that costs you an extra 10 cents. Get rid of them. If they voted for higher taxes, if they voted to do away with the wall funding and all this other sort of stuff, all the different things that was going to work, and oh, by the way, energy, anybody that voted against any of the energy bills so that we could be energy self-sufficient, vote them out. Get rid of them.
And the next time, and I do believe that the Republicans can retake the House and the Senate.
You bet.
When they do, we have to make sure that we vote in Republicans who are actually going to do the job and stand up to the leftist Democrats or whatever, and they're not going to act like people such as Mitch McConnell.
Yep. Let me give you an example. Alaska, two Republicans are going at it. Lisa Murkowski, the incumbent senator, and the person that got the second highest vote count, her competitor, also a Republican. She's currently ahead of Lisa Murkowski by 9 points. And good for that. Good for that.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Because Murkowski is another one. I mean, what? She's useless. Susan Collins is another one that comes to mind.
Yeah.
All these people need to be swept out.
But I don't think she's up for re-election, Susan Collins.
Yeah, but she needs to go anyway. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's get back on target here because there's something that you wanted to talk about, namely the concerns about election cheating, which often focus on the use of the electronic voting machines, which they're going to have checks on, and they're going to have people at terminals watching this around the countryside to see what's going on with the machines. And Republican voters seem to be most concerned that these devices may, in fact, enable cheating. Now, there will also be extra poll workers, extra poll watchers all across America in every state. But basically, to get it right, we got to make sure they're doing it right.
And unlike what happened in the last election, they have to be allowed in there.
Yep.
To oversee the counting processes. Because I know for sure that in Detroit, for example, Republican poll watchers were blocked out.
Yes, they were.
They were. The windows were covered with cardboard.
Yep.
And they were bullied out of there, and only Democrat poll watchers were allowed in there.
And that's so, that is not legal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that happened in other locations. Though it's not legal, Democrats did it and got away with it. And so we've got to make sure it doesn't happen again.
I don't think it's going to happen this time because of the fact that they were read the Riot Act, and a lot of these people have been replaced, I might add, too. So we'll see. We'll see. But if it is, then it's up to the people that are there, especially the poll watchers, to say, listen, we're being blocked from doing our job. And then, you know, they get started. Now, the feds are rejecting our Florida Surgeon General's warnings about the dangers of the mRNA vaccinations, namely young men 40 years of age and younger, where they have an 84% greater chance of dying.
And there have been many cases, Captain, across the country, and I know of a couple of cases personally, where young men have died who were athletes, who were in perfect health. They went and got the jab, and they've collapsed. One was a football player, another's a basketball player, and they're no longer with us. And they had the heart problem. And they had no heart problems at all whatsoever before taking the jab. And so
that's right.
Got to clean this mess up.
All right, well, we got to go, and I will talk to you on, let's see, Saturday.
Yes.
All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Ron Edwards American Experience. And don't forget, you can catch his Edwards Notebook every time you hear him over here, and then a couple extra times during the week, too. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
FBI Supervisory Counterintelligence Analyst Brian Otten was the first witness in the trial of Igor Deshenko, the Russian national who served as the primary subsource for Steele's anti-Trump dossier back in 2016. Court documents show the FBI offered Steele $1 million if he could corroborate allegations in the dossier. Otten testified that Steele could not do so, yet the FBI continued with spying on the President of the United States and his associates. National Security Communicator John Kirby said there will be consequences for Saudi Arabia as the kingdom moves to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day, catching the Biden administration unprepared. But it remains to be seen how far Biden is willing to go in showing his displeasure with the Saudis. Mr. Kirby on Tuesday.
The president believes that we should review the bilateral relationship with Saudi Arabia.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Patrick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I see Patrick over here trying to call me, and I don't know what's going on, but he keeps hanging up. So maybe he'll call back here in a second, but if not, we'll move on. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, of course, with their Nissan dealerships, their Acura dealership, the brand new Nissan dealership up there in Brooksville. Don't forget about it. And don't forget about the fact that you can check them online by going to MossMAUSNissan.com. Now, here's the thing. When you go check them out online, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch of money. So let's go over here, and we've got Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, who keeps calling me because I don't know what he's doing. But here we are. What are you doing? You there? Patrick Hyland. Are you there, Patrick Hyland? Are you there? Are you there? You're not there. I do not hear you. Okay, I don't know what's going on there, but I do not hear him. Who knows? But anyway, let's tell you a little bit more about Moss Family Automotive because they've got their dealerships in Crystal River, Newport Richey. That's the flagship store, by the way, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, you can check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out and find out all the great savings they have for you over there. Now, we do know that the Dems are starting to head for the hills. They're bailing out. They're pulling money out of some races that they don't think they can win and trying to put them in races that they believe they have to win. A lot of different things going on. So it's hard to say with any certainty what's happening next here. I can tell you that this is an election that you do not want to sit out. I've heard some people saying, well, we're gonna sit this one out, and we're gonna park on our Petruskis here. But you can't do that, folks. You got to get out. You got to vote. And if you haven't registered to vote, well, I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen. So it is what it is. And again, that was Patrick Hyland that called again. I don't know why he keeps hanging up, but it is what it is. And the 2022 election. It's on us. Some people are voting right now. I know I cast my vote, my ballot, and I get a mail-in ballot, and I take it over, and I deliver it. I hand-deliver it to the Supervisor of Elections office, which I did. And I've been getting a mail-in ballot for years because I never know if I'm going to be able to vote on the day that the election comes, so I make sure I get that and get it in. So we've been hearing all the arguments. I'm sure you felt all the acrimony and all the division that's out there. We've all been living through this most dynamic and often disturbing period of our nation's history, the choices that are being discussed. And now the voters of the nation are making their choices, and this is your responsibility and your time to weigh in and your time to get out and vote. If you don't vote and you're eligible, you've got no one to blame but yourself. Now, in contest after contest across the nation, voters are facing a choice between individual politicians. But in most cases, a contest between political parties and all that those parties stand for, and there is a difference. And beyond that, it's a contest of ideas. It's a battle of world views. And it's an oft-repeated adage that elections have consequences. Ideas matter. World views matter. Elections matter. And whether you vote early or wait to go to polls on November the 8th, just make sure you vote, that's part of your 2022 calendar, and you vote on November the 8th. So much is at stake, folks. So much is at stake. So don't sit this one out. You can't. We can't afford to let you do that. And you can't do that either. Okay, let me see here. Good morning, is this Mel?
Yeah, Captain. I got to tell you about this early voting. Early voting.
Okay, go ahead.
We just give them, and those machines, the algorithm, to figure out what amount of votes they have to rig up to take the lead in the elections. Why vote early? Why not?
I voted early for years because of what I do for a job.
Well, that's the reason why.
For a job. It's what I do for a job, Mr. Mel. But if I didn't, I'd vote the day of the election, but I can't do it.
Well, I mean, sometimes you have to sacrifice, Captain. I can't do it.
My job won't let me. That's why I have to do what I do.
I appreciate what you're saying.
Okay. You know, sometimes, and believe me, folks, the best way to do it is to vote the day of the election. Then you don't need to worry about all this nonsense that people are tossing out there. But I can't do it. So what I choose to do instead is I get a vote-by-mail ballot. But instead of mailing it, don't do that. I take it right straight to the Supervisor of Elections office and hand it to them. And then they have it. They have my ballot. So there you go. All right, let's go back over here. Patrick Hyland. Mr. Patrick Hyland.
Hello?
I do not hear you. I do not hear you. I still don't hear you. I don't know what's going on with him. He's got problems with his phone. Okay. Well, he would have been doing the sports right now, but that's not going to happen because his phone doesn't want to work. So, anyway, back to what I was talking about. You know, obviously, doing things in person is always the best way to do it. For example, when you go to make a deposit in a bank, you go to the bank, right? You don't do it at dry cleaners. You don't do it at the, you don't stick cash, for example, if you're going to send it to the bank, you don't put it in an envelope and then try to send it along. That doesn't work. So it becomes what it becomes. But the thing of it is we the people, have got to get it right. However we get it right is the way we do it. We got to vote the right people, and we've got to clean these bums out of office right now that have created this huge problem. We get rid of the people that created the problem we've got. It's that simple. And it's not just one chair deep either. You've got the staffers that work for these Democrats that filter amongst each other, that get out there, that try to distribute these ideas that they're peddling. And by the way, how's that working lately? How is the economy working lately? You've heard me talk about it with Chris Markowski. You heard me talking about the different groups that are talking and meeting and the things they're saying about stuff and recession, which, by the way, it can really be bad or it can really be not so bad. And I think that's a kind of a strange way to mention something like that. But here's what I'm talking about. I've been, and most people that are older than a teenager, have been through one or two recessions. And the one or two recessions they've been through have cost them a lot of money, whatever that money happens to be. Brandon Rimes.
Yes, sir.
How you doing there, Mr. Brandon Rimes?
Excellent.
All right. I've been trying to get Patrick on the line. Patrick is having phone problems, but I'm happy to talk to you. By the way, we did a little something with you yesterday. Tell the audience, when is that going to air so they can see it?
Yeah, that should be on Tuesday. That's going to be Tuesday, 4 o'clock drive time, 8:60 The Answer.
Okay, and you also got it on your website.
Absolutely, yeah. ConsumerQB.com. You can see links there to all of our shows, and that will be added to the website if it isn't already added.
Now, we're getting ready to take a break, and I wanted to take you early because I just saw you call there, and we were having problems with Patrick Hyland trying to get in here. Each of us had tried 15 times, and his phone wouldn't come through for some reason. But the thing of it is you and I are going to talk a little bit, so you hang on there. You and I are going to talk a little bit about what it is that we talked about yesterday, which includes the voting system. And Brandon had a couple ideas about that. So we'll talk about that when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, thank you very much, Kathy. By the way, happy birthday to you, kiddo. She had a birthday a couple days ago. She was 39 again. All right. Well, this portion of the broadcast brought to you by our friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Longtime sponsor of the show. Great friends as well. Located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And for you folks that are listening to me around the countryside, maybe you need some parts for those blinds or those shades or those shutters that you've got. Guess what? Dominic's just might have them. Or maybe you want to buy some of the product that they have and install it yourself. That's fine. Whatever works for you. Give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Now, you also want to remember that here in the Sarasota market and the local Tampa Bay area, Dominic's will offer installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs as well. Now, you can come to the store at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, or you can call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And set up an appointment for service. And don't forget that when you make a purchase, all
military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. One more time, phone number 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And believe me when I tell you, they are great people to do business with. And speaking of great people to do business with, my friend Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, is on the telephone. Good morning, Mr. Brandon.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Now, you said something on off air about being concerned about the voting and the machines, and if they were going to try to pull some sort of scheme, or if they're, you know, you talked about martial law and all that. Well, first of all, I don't see martial law coming into play. That was a rumor that got started, and people have just taken that and they've driven it off the wall for the last couple of years. That's just not going to happen unless it would literally take an act of God for that to happen, and it would probably happen if we were in a war, which God knows. I think we know that the Democrats want to get us in a war. I think we know that.
Yeah. Yep. It's after 2020, everything they did to get Trump out, it's all on the table now. It's like,
sure.
It's like, what are they going to do next? So we just have to prepare, make sure we show up the day of and we vote and we let everybody else know how to vote, what to do, when to vote, and the Democrat that switched over yesterday, Tulsi.
Tulsi Garvin.
A lot of people. I think it's her times a million times another million. There's a lot of people moving to the party that makes sense. The Patriot Populism Party, you know?
Well, the numbers don't disagree with anything you're saying. There are new people getting involved with the Republican Party, but there are also people leaving the Democratic Party in droves. Now, some of them are becoming independents. Some of them may be becoming libertarians, and some of them may be going to other parties, or maybe they're just sick of the party thing for a while. They're going to sit back and watch.
Yeah, well, they got to come over to the America First Party, the MAGA Party, and get on with the program, and just really understand what it stands for. I mean, how can you not put America first? How can you not want to make America great? I mean,
you're right.
That's where we need to be. Back to the fundamentals. Look, let's start drilling again, as you said on my show yesterday.
That's right.
And the idea is like peace through strength. When we're strong.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have these wars. You don't have this messed up economy, and you have people that are happy, and people can focus on their families. They're not worried about some COVID vaccine that they're being pushed to have that never got tested in the first place.
We also talked about this vaccine problem from a young man's standpoint, because yesterday we heard that there was an 84% chance, according to a study, and it was put out by our Florida Surgeon General, an 84% chance that people could, under the age of 40, could die from getting this shot. And, of course, right away, they tried to shut the Florida Surgeon General up.
Yeah, a lot of times. Yeah, and you see that. And I was watching Tucker Carlson last night, and he said that he interviewed a member of Parliament, British Parliament, that was interviewing or questioning, I believe it was a Pfizer rep, and he said, "I want a straight answer. Did you test this before you took it to the market?" And she said, "Oh no, we were moving at the speed of science." So, what does the speed of science mean? Whatever Fauci wants it to mean, or that fourth branch of government, that unelected bureaucratic branch of government. So that's what they did. They peddled it. They all got kickbacks. They all got a bunch of money, and then they ran the largest smear campaign, push campaign, fear campaign in the history of the planet.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Caller, turn down your radio. What's your name and where are you calling from? All right, there's a 10-second delay on the. They call up and there's a 10-second delay in the phone, so they don't realize that they're actually on the phone when they got their radio turned on.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So it is what it is. So if they call back, they'll have to turn the radio down. Otherwise, they'll be get confused because they're 10 seconds behind me. Okay, back to what we were talking about there. Now, the other thing is that I've been hearing from people, and I think you have too, that are having problems with their homes. You know, the economy is not all that great. They've lost their jobs, or they're getting paid less money, or they've lost something along the line. And what do we do now? You know, I've had people say, what do I do now? Is there someone that can help me to stay in my home? Well, that's kind of something you could do, right?
Yeah, well, I've got relationships. My wife and I are with Keller Williams Realty, and we can help people, you know, buy, sell, or invest nationwide, worldwide. And then also when it comes to, giving advice, I can definitely give you some advice when it comes to, loan modifications or strategies that you might want to look at and investigate with your local attorneys. Cause a lot of times it's going to be a local filing. It's going to be in your county. So if you have a situation where you're behind on your mortgage or you're having challenges, the recommendation and advice would be to contact a local real estate attorney and then talk to them about helping you with loan modifications and potential. So they can sometimes, you know, take a look at the mortgage, take a look at the note and any modifications that you've signed and they can, you know, file locally and try to help you in that position or potentially, you know, contact the creditor directly and help you with, you know, some type of negotiation.
All right, well, I've got a message here from one of our pals down in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Fred. He says, Captain, but the media and the left and the Democrats will pick our candidate for us. The way they do that is to destroy Trump. He'll be under indictment at the federal level by the time that comes around and at the New York state level, too. Then the RNC will decide that whether or not he's worth it or not. Enter stage right, one governor, Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, that's potential. That's potentially what could happen. And, but yeah, I mean, I think it's a stretch. I think that's a stretch for something like that to happen. But, you know, a lot of unprecedented things are happening, and it's a time of uncertainty. So, you know, I think the voter sentiment is going to come our way either way, as long as we put up a great, great candidate, a quality candidate. And that's going to be, you know, important for us to do that.
Well, we do have a couple
sure
of them.
Out the
we do have a couple of them that are presidential material, and I'll tell you who the two are. One of them definitely is Ron DeSantis. The other one is former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Yeah. It's interesting to see, you know, some of the folks in the party, in the Republican Party that are, you know, some people I hear and talk to, like I think it was Anthony Sabatini. I just saw something where he was calling out Pompeo on a Twitter post. There's so much infighting, too, now in the Republican Party. That's a little bit scary, too, when people do that.
They got to stop doing that. You know, Ronald Reagan's 13th commandment is thou shalt not say anything against thy fellow partyman or something along those lines.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right. I mean, stop doing that. You don't. You know, for example, do you hear the Democrats out there doing that?
Right. No, they seem to be pretty uniform across the board, don't they?
All right. Well, it's consumerqb.com, consumerqb.com. Look forward to hearing you on our flagship station weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Have a great day, and thanks for sticking around.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Take care. Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Always a privilege, always an honor, and I was on his show yesterday. And like he said, I'll be on his show, I believe, Tuesday of next week is when that will air. So have yourself a great day, great morning.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.